Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us today. My name is Mike. I'm at the risingspirit.com, which is soon to be coming out. Had a fantastic psychic fair on Sunday in Ventura, California. Really stoked about how well that went. And it's been readings all day long. So let's just kind of get to it. Just ask me your question. Tell me your name, where you're calling from, what your question is. I don't need the story leading up to it and everything like that. And we'll just go from there. And if we need to change our approach, we'll change our approach. So let's go with the person that's been waiting the longest, and that is area code 561. Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Stacy? And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Wonderful, wonderful. How can I help you today?
I wanted to know, what do you see in regards to finding new employment, please?
Okay. You currently have a job now, and you're looking for something else?
Yes.
Okay. I'm really not picking up anything until the first part of next year.
Okay.
I think everything changes after the holidays energy-wise for you. And right now it's just a difficult time as we kind of get into, especially if we get into November and nothing's kind of popped or you've had multiple interviews for something, it's probably going to be prolonged until after the holidays.
Okay.
But that's just kind of what I'm feeling right now.
Oh, all right.
But I see the shift happening. Well before spring.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. All right. Let's go with 954.
Hi.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Lisa from Florida.
Lisa from Florida. How can I help you today?
I just wanted to know if you see any job opportunities coming my way.
Wow. What I was just impressed with is like right around the corner. It's been a diligent process for you.
Yeah.
I think it's coming right up within the first part. Let's see if you've interviewed or spoken to these people yet. I got the answer yes that when I asked the question if you had you have spoken to or interviewed with them, and so I think it's right around the corner. Have
oh,
you started
wow.
the interview process?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just think that there are so many – what I'm being impressed with is so many applicants that they're just kind of trying to dwindle it down. And I think you're in good shape. Feels good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they said that if they're interested, they're going to do a second and third interview. So I only
yeah.
did one interview.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Female, and let's see, I think you're going to hear something mid to end of next week.
Oh, wow. That's,
for the
okay.
interviewing process.
Okay. All right, perfect.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Let me know how that goes because I'd love to hear back.
Okay, no problem. Take care.
Thank you. Good luck. Mm-hmm. So let's go to area code 510.
Hi.
Hi, area code 510.
I'm here. Hi, my name is Sherry, calling from the San Francisco Bay Area. And my question is regarding my job. I have a small business, one person, me, myself, and I, that works out of my home, and I've had it for about 6 years. I'd like to know if you see it it's done well this year, kind of well. Do you see it growing for me?
Yeah. So right, even before you said growing, I was impressed right away with growth.
Good.
I like the idea. It feels right that it's at home because of not tying up a whole lot of capital for overhead. I'm feeling for in 2017 a great deal of expansion. Let's see. Are there a couple new avenues or directions that you can go with within that business? Is there like
I have like a little niche and it's just one thing.
Okay.
And basically I ship from one end of the country to the Bay Area. So I don't need a warehouse. I don't need any. All I need is my computer, a bank, post office, chair. That's it.
Right, no. I was saying that it feels good that there is no overhead.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the question that I asked is, within that niche that you just said that you're in, are there is there another kind of direction you can develop into with that niche?
No, absolutely
okay.
not. No. Mm-mm.
All right. For some reason, that's kind of like another avenue, direction type of thing to kind of go along with. But no, it feels good. Initially it was all about growth in 2017.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, that's encouraging. Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, just kind of breezing through. We've got a full board. So let's go to 412. Hello, who am I speaking with? Hi, 412? Maybe not. So we will
come
back.
Hello?
Oh, hi, you there?
Hi, how are you? Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. How can I help you today? Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Keisha and I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And my question was today, what did you see coming up for my love life?
Well, initially right away I was impressed with be more proactive. I get the feeling that and if there's somebody of a point of interest or that somebody will come up to be, kind of a point of interest, I'm feeling that you got to make the first move. I feel that if it isn't somebody right now that you're kind of thinking about, I kind of get this through the hustle and bustle of the holiday season that you're going to come across somebody. And just be kind of be like real casual, but don't be afraid to make the move and make the, not necessarily the introduction, but the invite out.
Okay.
Because again, it's just kind of, I have a feeling that this person is just going to be like, kind of like they're kind of in their own world and it's just going to be like, they might, yes, they dig you, but in the sense, it's just like, they don't see you in that sense. So I think you have to be – you have to put it out there and go, hey, let's just – I don't know, grab a drink, grab ice cream, whatever, type of thing, and make the move or show the initiative.
Okay.
It goes to a – that goes to a – I mean, that's – I mean, when somebody's being hunted like that, I mean, it goes to their ego.
Mm-hmm.
They appreciate that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
Happy hunting.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to area code 631.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Sandra. My name is Sandra.
Sandra, and where are we calling
from? New York.
From
New York.
Wonderful. How can
my
I help
question
you
is about, well, I have a question about work.
Okay.
I have a job that I just started about a little over 3 months ago.
Okay. Seems a little chaotic.
It is very chaotic.
Okay.
I can handle that portion of it, but I'm just not used to the unprofessionalism that happens there day in, day out. And there's a lot of yelling,
right.
People yelling at each other. And sometimes that yelling goes below the belt.
Sure.
And things are said that, you know, are just not right. They're just not nice.
Yeah.
You know, I can deal with certain things, but I'm wondering if things are going to get, I guess, any better. Like if this position is going to morph into some. Well,
yeah,
if my
gonna,
position will morph into something
out.
Else. Yeah, like upstairs is more mellow, downstairs is more hectic, and I work downstairs.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see if things will morph a little bit. Plus, I kind of need a little bit more money.
Right. Well, right away I pick up that there is a move upstairs.
Okay.
It's just kind of tensions. Yeah, tensions are high, and it's just. And it's almost kind of a weed. Is it accurate to say that it's almost a weeding out process? Like basically, if you can handle that down there,
yeah,
and that you kind of prove yourself, then there's the opportunity to move up. I don't see it happening before the holidays.
I wouldn't think so either.
Yeah. I would definitely say latter part of first quarter, there might be an opportunity.
Okay. Do you know if that could be an accounts receivable or?
I like that.
You like
idea? And I get the I like how that feels.
Okay. Because there's one other thing that I was thinking about.
I think
of,
there's
like,
multiple departments. Yeah, I think there's multiple departments in that you would be able to apply for. And what I'm being told now, I think you have to be there like 6 months.
Okay. Yeah, because
for that type
I just
of,
feel like, I don't know. I'm trying to go with the flow. There are some really good things about the company. It's very close to my home. The commute is very short. They do pay for all my medics. So there are a lot of benefits, but then there's also a lot of craziness. And literally,
yeah.
I've gotten screamed at by my boss. And I'm like, what? Yeah. So I'm like, You know, for a situation.
You mean that's just not a New York?
Like,
you mean that's just not a New York thing?
Well, I mean, it's not like I've never been yelled at, but it was something like I got caught in between something. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's just
no, because initially when you were talking about the job, I'm just like I mean, it felt crazy.
It is crazy. It's
energetically.
Absolutely crazy.
Yeah,
but I'm like kind of like peaceful within the craziness.
Right.
So
well, I think as long
crazy,
as you can show
like,
that it doesn't affect you. And again, being caught up in all that mayhem and nuts, crazy stuff that's going on,
right.
I think you're going to come out of it flying colors into, you know, the first part of next year.
Okay. All right. So I will keep at it and, you know, ground myself every day before I go in.
Gosh, yeah. Use, you know, the white light of love and protection.
Use the force.
Call in Archangel Michael. Tell those. You know, keep those SOBs away from me energetically. sage. I mean, yeah, you really need to, dose the holy water as well and get going to combat.
It's funny that you say that because the one boss who screamed at me, he has a tendency of holding grudges and he usually doesn't speak to anybody like for years. And I literally did some prayer and asked like my angels to speak to his angels to kind of smooth it out. And
yep.
The guy is literally speaking to me under 2 weeks.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
I'm like, his attitude has been different towards me too. So I'm like, this is really working.
So the universe is conspiring on your behalf. And you have to believe that that's happening.
And I kind of feel like I may wind up doing something in cooperation with him because he's the one who needs the help the most, but he's the most difficult.
Right. Yeah, kill him with kindness.
So I'm curious, like, do you think that may happen, like that one connection? Maybe.
I feel that he respects and likes you.
After he yelled at me, really?
Yeah. Well, he's not going to admit it, but that's the way it feels.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be a good little girl and just do what I got for the next 6 months, and hopefully it will pan out to something better. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Good night.
Good night. Thanks. All right, let's go to 509.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
Erica from Washington.
Erica from Washington, how can I help you today?
Yes, I am kind of expecting a deposit, and I'm wondering when you see that going through for me.
You're expecting, like, to receive it from a deposit from, like, a property that you rented or that type of thing?
No, from my institution.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a student.
And the question is, when are you going to receive it?
Yeah, when do you see that going through for me?
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Wow. For some reason, it's kind of cloudy. I'm not getting anything. Is there still deliberation in regards to it?
No. I spoke with them today, and they said that everything's finalized. I just got to wait on the actual deposit. So, I mean, I'm wondering when you see that or if there is any delays, like if there's anything that I need to do,
let me check in with that question. For some reason, I don't, it almost feels like government worker mentality. They're not in a whole lot of hurry to do anything. That's just kind of how it feels. Let's see. Yeah, I get that's really accurate in kind of their thing. Let's see, next week. I think you'll start that process, the deposit and so forth, end of next week, first part of the following week. Just for whatever reason, it just feels like the people that you're talking to aren't in a real hurry to do anything. It's more like personal dragging their feet type of thing. Not that it's hindering anything that you've already are doing. I just kind of get that feel of a government employee.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that if I keep following up, they would like get on it quicker? Like it would help? Or not?
I wouldn't call this week, but I would call like maybe Tuesday of next week.
Oh, okay. Well, at least I have a time frame now, like a realistic one.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds
good.
Thank you.
You're fine with everything. Yeah, you're fine with everything. But I just don't feel a whole lot of motivation on that maybe they're overwhelmed or something like that. But it's just,
yeah.
You feel it just kind of sitting there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Thanks
Have a good
so
day.
Much.
Uh-huh.
You as well. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to 630.
Hi, this is Patty from Chicago.
Hi, Patty. How are you today?
Great, thank you. I have a question. I was out to lunch with two friends of mine, Darren and Bruce, and I was just wondering if either one of them have more of an interest in a closer relationship.
Okay. And you said Bruce and Darren, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So even, and I just asked, but even when, before you even finished the question and you mentioned their names, Bruce was highlighted.
Okay.
And so when I was kind of asked the question then, does Bruce have a little bit more intention of a closer relationship, again, it comes up intuitively as Bruce.
Okay. Okay, they've been good friends of mine, and I just have an interest in the other one and not in Bruce. Isn't that the case, right? Isn't that the case? So is there maybe a turnaround in the other one, maybe having some interest, or just go with the flow?
Let's see. Let's see if you. We'll just ask if you pursue Darren, is there a positive outcome?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what I'm impressed with, it's going to at first kind of catch him off guard. Like if you were to be more overt about how you feel.
Uh-huh.
I think he would – I feel that he would be open to it kind of after that little feeling passes.
Oh, okay.
So you – yeah, because I don't even think he really sees it. And he's cool. He's cool with the friendship.
Uh-huh.
And it's never really, like, we're good friends. Why would I screw that up type of thing?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So
well,
so I think maybe if you're a little overt, then possibly
uh-huh.
we could turn it.
Okay. Well, I'll do my best. Thank you.
You're
Take
welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to 702.
Hi, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, wonderful. Yourself? Who am I speaking with?
I speak with Craig.
Craig, how can I help? And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia. I was calling
wonderful.
To see.
How can I help you today?
Yeah, I was calling to see. Did you see? Happen to see more education in my future?
Not in the immediate future. Maybe tail end of 17 is what I'm picking up.
Okay.
For whatever reason, I don't know if it's finances or something like that, I see a delay.
Okay. All right.
And then
Thank
kind
you.
Of a review process and everything moving forward again near the third to fourth quarter of next year.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that. Okay. Let's see. Let's go to 559.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Evelyn.
Evelyn, and where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from California.
Oh, great. What part?
The Central Valley.
I'm new to California. Central Valley, is that like north of Ventura in Santa Barbara?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. North of it's Mid Valley. It would be like close to. Now we're north from Bakersfield.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Okay. Because I'm
yeah,
not far
so
from
up,
Ventura.
No.
Yeah. In
no,
Ohio.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I was just curious.
My question. Okay, it's so what 74 degrees over here. It's okay weather, I guess. Could be better, but
we're gonna
I'll
be back.
74.
We're gonna be back. We're gonna be back in the 90s. We're gonna be back in the 90s tomorrow. So. Ugh.
Oh no! Don't. I don't like that.
And 98 on Friday.
That's horrible.
Yeah, no bueno, as they say. But, oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
What's your question?
My question, I don't know if it's a prophetic dream, but I don't know if a baby's coming into my future. I woke up to the words baby. That's the last thing I remember. I'm not in a relationship, and I don't have any children of my own. So I don't know why I woke up to the dream. And it was a nice feeling, but it's just odd. I've never woken up to the word baby.
All right, let's kind of see if we can tap in here. Yeah. Well, I'm not all that versed in dream interpretation, but we'll just kind of see. I'll just kind of bounce around and kind of see how it feels.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what I'm picking up is that there's a desire to have children.
There is. Well, I'm of age. I'm 34,
and,
so, you know.
Yeah. And it's really important with the right person, because again, it needs to be that that connection between two. Okay, so I'm going to ask if it's spirit kind of letting you know that somebody's wanting to come in at some point in time, and that feels really good. A girl. I think it's just kind of dropping. She's just kind of letting you know that that she wants to come in, and that she's going to be that she's around you, and she's looking for that opportunity to come in and be your daughter.
It's crazy that you mentioned a girl, because in my dream, even though I've always wanted a boy, I felt like it was a girl. How weird that you picked up on that. I felt like it was a girl.
Yeah, no, I think she just wants to come in, and she knows it's going to happen, but she's just kind of hanging out, waiting for her time.
Oh, gosh. Hopefully she doesn't wait too long, but who knows?
Well, that's up to you.
Well, like you said, I have to wait for the right man to come along, So I'm waiting on the right man.
Yeah, well, no, and that's what I was picking up. That, I mean, you're just not going to have a kid to have a kid.
Yeah.
And you want that connection.
Exactly.
And again, I see this happening. So, I mean, the man, the child, and everything like that.
Okay. Well, thank you. I kind of felt like it might have been a prophetic dream, so maybe I was right.
Yeah.
And like you said, I felt that it was a girl. So.
Yeah, I think she's going to let herself be known more and more as as time goes by.
Okay.
So
thank
be
you
prepared
so much.
For that. It's not scary. It's good.
It's good. Okay. Now I just got to find her daddy. Okay. She's in spirit waiting to be born. I just need to meet the man who's going to be her dad then. So I got to do that. That's kind of funny, right?
Yeah. Happy hunting.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks again. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to the last call of the evening, 805.
Oh, hi, Mike. This is Donna from California. Hi.
Hey, Donna.
How are you?
Good. What can I...
My question is about my love life. I want to know what you're picking up about that.
Yeah, the last time you called, I was looking at mid-November for you.
Oh, no, I've never spoken
with an acquaintance kind of introduction.
Oh, okay. So you're seeing November?
Yeah, like mid-November.
Mid-November. Okay. And will I meet him in my town, or you think somewhere else, traveling or something? Or
No, he's in and around your area. It's just going to be through an activity, group setting.
Oh, okay.
is what I'm hearing, and just kind of like casual, and all of a sudden it's just going to be like, oh, hey, how you doing?
Oh, cool. Yeah, because I am getting more involved in groups and all. Okay, that's great. And then something will come of this, right?
So pretty much through the end of the year, just don't say no to group outings.
Right. Yeah, I'm getting more active now, so that's good. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Excellent. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for being the last caller. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.